Calling all my friends from all corners of the internet, I'm here to tell you about Sarah Bauer Boutique. In the virtual aisles of shopping Sarah Bauer Boutique, you are not just browsing through clothes, you're exploring a world of self-expression and self-love. You click, you browse, you discover the pieces that resonate with your unique vibe and individuality. My online boutique is more than just a website. It's a celebration of self-love. It's about feeling confident, radiant, and utterly comfortable in your own skin. Every outfit you find there is a reminder that you are worthy and beautiful, and you deserve to wrap yourself in it every single day. So grab your device, visit Sarah Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, boutique.com, and indulge in a joy of self-love through fashion. Let's redefine online shopping together, making it a delightful, powerful experience, because you deserve nothing but the best. Remember to give them a reason to stare from Sarah Bauer Boutique. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Loving Yourself Completely with me, your host, Sarah. It would be really funny if one week I had somebody else do my introduction and see if you guys knew the difference. Anyways, I hope you're all having a wonderful day. It is the day after Valentine's Day when this will be released. So happy belated Valentine's Day. A very special holiday for Loving Yourself Completely, because whether you are single or taken, love is love. You love yourself. You love your others. And you really just embrace the people in your life. It's not about the things. It's about the people. And it really, I know every holiday we genuinely try to stress about the people in your life that are the most important. But because Valentine's Day is associated with hearts and love, I really take it in as such a loving, caring holiday for the ones in your life. And my plan for Valentine's Day, it's nothing crazy. I always get, you know, my son his favorite candies. And of course, they do holiday parties in school. I do homemade cards for both my son and my husband, and with like little post-its that covered the whole inside of the card. So they had to undo a post-it of things I love about them to read the inside of my card. So I try to do things like that. I just do simple. I get like a red tablecloth with a $5 small bouquet of flowers from the dollar store, and we make homemade heart-shaped pizza, and we have cookies and desserts and just like little things at home. I don't really do the big things. My husband will maybe buy me flowers or a card or whatnot. We're not really big on gifts for Valentine's Day. I really just like the company. I think that that's so important, is just the company and the thought you put into what you do give to others, and making sure it really comes from a place of love and not from a place of them wanting something. I feel like is something I love to stress to people, that if you can give them your love, that's so good. That's so amazing, because a lot of people don't have that in their life. So anyways, that's my ramble. That's my, you know, lesson for the day. So this week when I was, or not this week, well, last week when I was trying to do episode thoughts and, you know, brain power, brainstorming, and trying to really think about an episode that would mean something to me, as I was going through emails, I came across a lot of women who really struggle with their hormones certain times of the month. So men, this is your cue to head out. I'm just joking. If you want to understand your women's hormones, please listen. Please understand this. It's something that can be extremely informative if you're newly in a relationship or newly married or whatnot, newly moved in with somebody, and you're getting to know them and understand your women and their mental health and their hormones, you know. So as we get into the world of hormones and how they influence our emotions, I really want to discuss that havoc that it can have on your mental health, and knowing that really a day is a day and the next day is different, okay? So ladies, our bodies really are incredibly complex, and our hormones play such a role in regulating everything from our menstrual cycles to our mood strings. Understanding the play of these specific hormones can empower us to navigate these challenging days and really understand and have compassion towards ourselves when we are struggling and when we are going through these hard days. So that's what I wanted to do today. I wanted to explore a topic that really resonates with so many of our listeners, as a lot of you have written in about the influence of hormones on your mental health and your emotional well-being. Because it's no secret that so many women experience monthly struggle with their hormones from, you know, mood swings, fatigue, fluctuations that can feel like such an emotional roller coaster, leaving us feeling very overwhelmed and extremely disconnected from ourselves, like we don't know who we are. And over the past weeks, I've received countless messages from listeners sharing their stories of how their hormones impact their mental health and would love to learn more about it. And let me tell you, you are not alone. Whether it's that, you know, dreaded PMS tension, the highs and lows of pregnancy or premenopause or menopause, our hormones can create such a power over us and our outlook on life that it becomes scary for so many of us. Every month we're scared, but yet we know what it is, but you can't fight that overwhelming feeling. But fear not, okay? Because understanding how these hormones work and creating strategies that can help you get through these hormonal storms, as I call them, with grace and resilience is what we're going to learn today. And that's really what I want to get into with today's episode. So I would love to talk about the fascinating world of hormones, exploring estrogen and progesterone, cortisol, serotonin, and so many more things we can uncover by just how chemical messengers influence our mood and energy levels, all of our functions throughout our menstrual cycle and life stages. So, but most importantly, I want to also discuss tips and tricks to support ourselves during those challenging days when our hormones seem to be kind of calling the shots. So I hope you all had an amazing week, and I'm really happy that you're here with me. I had a great week. It was kind of a tough week for me. I just was really busy and getting through it mentally. I kind of struggled with, I explained to myself, I felt like a little ant. I felt like a bulldozer, like dumped a pile of dirt on me. And I was just a little ant just trying to crawl out. I felt like everything got over top of me this past week, but I'm here. I got through. I made my checklist, and I made sure that no matter how overwhelmed I felt, to still take moments of mindfulness and meditation and make sure that I checked in with myself as to not overdo it. So I took time to do hobbies I like, which has been baking a lot lately. And so that's been really nice. My son kind of joined in on the fun. So that's been really cool. But yeah, so this week was kind of been overwhelming for me, and I didn't check in a lot with so many of your emails, but I'm getting back to that this week. So let's talk about hormones, okay? Welcome to Loving Yourself Completely. Become a brand ambassador today for Sarah Bauer Boutique. Go to www.sarahbauerboutique.com to sign up to become a brand ambassador today. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. Okay, so it's so funny that we're talking about, you know, hormones and our cycles and things like that this episode, because I am in the cycle of mine where I'm just going to, or the cycle, the phase of mine where I am wanting all the chocolate. So usually I intermittent fast all day, but today at 9 a.m. I cracked open a chocolate covered candy bar filled with cookie dough. That was me. And I said, Sarah, just eat the one bite, have self-control. And before I finished that sentence, the whole thing was gone and I don't know what happened. So, all right. So let's talk about these hormones that seem to be calling the shots in our life. I'm going to go through them and give brief definitions of what they are, what they cause, feelings, and how they can be tied in with your mental health and feeling of permanence when really feeling of, you know, temporary, but also domino affecting. I call all these hormones, it's like a symphony of also domino effects that I picture them as, right? So with our most common one being estrogen, often referred to as the female hormone, estrogen plays such a crucial role in regulating your menstrual cycle and your reproductive system. So Beyond its reproductive functions, of course, it can influence your mood, cognitive functions, bone density, skin health, all those things. So even, you know, when you're breaking out or your hair feels extra greasy, hello, estrogen, right? So estrogen levels throughout the menstrual cycle can lead to those mood changes, energy levels, cognitive function, and things like that. So with estrogen often referred to as that female hormone, your estrogen levels fluctuate through your menstrual cycle, and it peaks during ovulation and it drops when you menstruate. So this hormone can impact all your neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, influencing your mood, energy levels, and your overall well-being. So a lot of people, you know, I always say, my husband jokes with me. He's like, every month for 12 years, you say the same thing and you seem to forget you say it. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I'll be like, oh, I feel bloated. I feel gross. My skin feels yucky. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on with me. And he's like, I know what's going on with you. How do you not know what's going on with you? I'm like, I don't know. You know, you sometimes you forget because you feel like it's a part of your everyday. You feel like, oh, why am I feeling off? What is wrong? No way that I can feel this authentic in these yucky feelings. But it is authentic because that hormone is there. And it's kind of tricking you, almost like anxiety and depression, like how you can't see on the other side of it, but you know there is another side. You're just struggling to get there. That's what our hormones do to us. And its sister hormone, progesterone, is another key player in the menstrual cycle, of course, and pregnancy more so. It helps prepare that uterus for the implantation of a fertilized egg, supports the early stages of pregnancy as well. So with progesterone, it has more of like a calming effect on the nervous system, and it can give you those feelings of feeling relaxed and just at ease. But progesterone also fluctuates in its levels, and it can also contribute the opposite, like mood swings, irritability, anxiety. So it's a huge player in that hormonal symphony I was talking about. It rises after ovulation. Okay. Sorry. I wanted to look at my note really quick and make sure that was right. Yes. After ovulation, to prepare the uterus for potential pregnancy. However, during the luteal phase, progesterone can dip, which means symptoms like irritability, anxiety, mood swings, commonly known as what? Those three fun letters that we all know, PMS. Premenstrual syndrome, right? The luteal phase of your menstrual cycle, let me put a side note. This occurs right after ovulation. So it lasts about 14 days and ends when you get your menstrual period. I'm looking up the exact definition to make sure this is correct. The luteal phase is one of the four phases of the menstrual cycle. The main purpose of this phase is to prepare your uterus for a possible pregnancy. Okay, so yes, progesterone is a huge role in your feelings, and it can be such a polar opposite. So many times when we're in certain phases of our cycle, we have that calming effect, like, oh, whatever happens. And then the next phase, we're like, what? Like, it's just like everybody run out the doors. Your face is on fire and you feel like you could take on an actual kangaroo, like a kangaroo who? You ain't got nothing on me. Like, you feel a rage sometimes that you can't explain. And when you feel those feelings, that's when you need to go, oh, that's that hormone. I don't actually want to commit a felony. Like, my hormones are spiked right now and they're dipping or whatever the hormone part is playing. It's not your authentic self. Okay. It feels authentic, but remember, just like we talked about last week, when to be concerned about certain feelings and not just certain days, how long is it lasting? Now, a lot of women have hormonal imbalances and they have to, you know, speak with their doctors about fixing that, which is a whole nother topic that we should get into about all the things you can do at home naturally and in hopes to maybe fix it in a more natural way than maybe the guessing game, which a lot of women struggle with. So I work with a lot of women of how to curve your hormones and create them in a more stabilized manner. So that way we feel how we feel when we're supposed to and not because they're out of whack, right? So anybody who's struggling with hormonal imbalances, you can message me and I'll give you tips and tricks. We're going to talk about them in this episode as well, but there's so much more in depth that I love to go with my friends. So anyways, All right, the next one, my most hated one, right? This is my little red devil horns one, right? Cortisol. I don't even like saying it. I don't want it to hear me, right? So cortisol is referred to as that stress hormone, okay? And it's released in response to help regulate the body's fight or flight response, okay? It's that stress hormone. Now, in small doses, it's used for your survival. It really is. I mean, it is supposed to be there. But as we've talked about so many times in these episodes, if it's a permanent release, it can cause sicknesses and known to, well, they say, to cause cancers and things like that. And it creates such a disruption in your body that it's permanent. It's not supposed to be there. It shouldn't be there. And you should do whatever you can to get it out of there, because having a constant stress hormone released in your body is so unhealthy. But chronic stress can lead to that dysregulation of cortisol levels, resulting in anxiety, depression, fatigue. And those three, let's just be honest, those are a tumbleweed blowing across the road, just building up more and more and more and more. And then you disrupt your sleep patterns. You're constantly stressed. You're not eating right. You're not doing, you know, your exercise. You become this still, you know, pond water. Again, different episodes, I keep bringing up all my weird analogies of just sitting still water and the moss builds on top and you're not moving and it's all gunky and slimy and you feel yucky about yourself, right? So balancing cortisol levels through stress management, which we always talk about, mindfulness, meditation, exercise, it is crucial for the overall well-being of you while this hormone is at its highest, right? So it can wreak havoc on your emotional state. So when you're feeling this and you feel that stress or you feel that disturbance in your mood, make sure you're taking time to check in with yourself of knowing, like, is this a day or is this my life? And most likely it's the day, right? So it really can disrupt those hormonal pathways and make you feel like this is permanent, but it's not, okay? It can contribute to so many feelings of overwhelming fatigue, all these things. Look at me. I'm mixing up all my words trying to stress the importance of this hormone. When you feel overwhelmed or you're in a constant state of stress, this hormone just has a dance party, okay? And you really have to get it in check. That mindfulness and meditation, I could say it a billion times, and there's still people not doing it, still people not realizing the importance of calming yourself, of calming those nerves, of sitting still for a moment, of being still. It's so important, just for 5-10 minutes a day, of just knowing that you're in control of the body and letting your body know that as well is so important, okay? All right, our last one, serotonin, the feel-good neurotransmitter. We love our serotonin. You ever see those funny memes or whatever, and it's like somebody looking at like a magnifying glass and it's like searching for that last bit of serotonin so I can be happy today? So that's what it is. It's our feel-good, okay? It contributes to happiness, feeling relaxed, your overall well-being. It plays a huge role in regulating the mood, appetite, sleep, cognitive function, all of it. So imbalances in serotonin levels are the ones linked to the mood disorders like anxiety and depression. So strategies to support healthy serotonin levels do include regular physical activity, sunlight, nature, consuming a balanced diet. There are diets that are rich in serotonin boosting nutrients, okay? So tryptophan is a huge one. Obviously, we can talk more about that, but you can also look those things up super easy. So that happy hormone, it's a crucial role in regulating your mood and your emotions. So fluctuations in the estrogen and progesterone levels can impact your serotonin production. So it can potentially lead to depression, anxiety, or irritability. But again, all of these are so huge. So understanding the roles of these hormones can empower women to take proactive steps to manage their hormonal and health well-being, supporting just your body itself emotionally. So prioritize that self-care and get, of course, professional or medical support if you need. But embracing a holistic approach to hormonal balance can help women navigate the ups and downs of their hormonal cycles, right? So what can we do to support ourselves during these hormonal fluctuations? Okay, that's what I want to kind of explore, some practical strategies. You can do more than you think. So many people think this is just something I have to deal with. And yes and no. So yes to the fact that this is normal, that you will have these feelings. You are a strong, healthy woman, and you're still those things when these hormones are all out of whack. But also, you can be a strong, healthy woman while these hormones are out of whack and know exactly what to expect and go, called it, and also I'm going to work against you and eat the foods that are right for me, continue to get outside, continue to do movement, even when my body tells me you don't want to. A lot of times you do have low energy with certain of these hormones, especially during ovulation, because your body is trying to protect that egg, right? It tells you, lay down, take a nap. Like, we are, you know, our precious baby is being released. Like, you have to slow down so you don't hurt it. And your body goes into like this protective mode. So a lot of those low energies is to keep your body safe. But also, if you're not, you know, pregnant or conceiving or trying to, you're like, no, like, I can drink a cup of coffee and I'm not going to feel yucky about myself. But also know that you can take those breaks if you don't want to, or if you do want to. It is all up to you. These hormones are real and they do make you feel a way. But make sure that even if you're laying down and you're feeling like crap, that you're telling yourself this is temporary. Or you could love laying down, take a nap. But I know so many of us don't have that option. So many of us are working or nonstop and have things we have to get done. So just know that it is a temporary fluctuation in your body. This is not permanent. We go through this every month, and no, that doesn't make it better. You know, if I get hit with a baseball bat to the kneecap once a month, like, I'm not going to look forward to it still, even though I'm used to the irritation, pain, crying, soreness, all the things that come with it. That might have been a dramatic example, but so many of us really do struggle with our cycles. I know as I'm getting older, it was like once I hit 30, my body was like, okay, now you're going to shut down. So my cycles have gotten a lot more dramatic. I just call them very dramatic, high maintenance, calls for attention. And I find myself looking up a lot of my premenstrual symptoms going, is this normal? Or could this be this? Or, you know, I told you all I started experiencing feeling when I ovulate, which is not a good feeling, and feeling that cyst rupture. And I've started it. I kind of feel like I have it under control some months, and some months I don't. So some months I'm in so much pain I can't see straight. And then some months I'm like, oh, my period's here. Didn't even see you coming, girlfriend. Like, no warning, no phone call ahead of time. Oh, it's okay. Just show up unannounced. That's fine with me, right? So as we get older and our cycles change and it's a new quote unquote normal that you have to get used to, just know that you are not alone, and so many symptoms are considered the norm, but you can do so much to create a comfort and be comfortable and know that you are still in control, as much as your body likes to go, no, you're not. You 100% are, right? Okay. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. So now that we understand those hormones, and obviously I just went back and re-listened to it and I kind of jumped all over the place. I hope I explained it well for you to get a quick understanding. I could talk about each individual hormone for hours because they are so important. And it's like we, you know, have this big machine. It's like we're a big machine, right? And so many of us don't know how it operates. They don't know how it works. They just go, oh, well, A goes to B goes C, and it runs, right? You're like, sure, but don't you want to know how it runs? Don't you want to know if you, you know, shift this part a little bit, this part might work better? So that's what I'm always stressing to so many people, that if you make small little changes in the machine and you get to know that machine front and back, take it apart and put it back together with your eyes closed, knowing your body is so important. And I think that stressing the importance of this is really what I want to express to you. Balancing your nutrition even. I mean, it's as small as what you put in your body. Oh, that sounded extremely dirty, but it is. It really, so what you're eating, whether it be, you know, rich in all those good vitamins, the B vitamins, magnesium, incorporating the omega-3 fatty acids into your diet, those help hormones. So what you're consuming can play a huge role as to how you feel every month, right? And practicing those mind and body. So mindfulness, meditation, yoga, deep breathing, all these exercises can reduce your stress and lower those cortisol levels, okay? We all need to promote this emotional resilience against these hormones, because yes, they are all going to fluctuate, but how big do they have to go? And how much can I almost guide them on a path instead of them going off path and wonky and making everything uncomfortable because that path wasn't there before and that's painful and oh my gosh, what is it doing, right? So, and of course, everybody knows, make sure you're prioritizing sleep. I really hope you are. And when your body feels tired and you're able to relax and take that nap, do that, okay? Make sure that you are aiming for that good 7 to 9 hours of good sleep each night to optimize that hormone production, okay? You have to do those things to regulate that mood and enhance your emotional well-being during this time of your cycle. I think so many of us don't always get the proper amount of sleep, but certain times of the month, it's so necessary to go, I'm going to make a huge effort to get to bed on time tonight because my body needs it and it's exhausted. And, you know, normal exhaustion versus cycle exhaustion is like a whole nother level. Like I could fall asleep sitting up just of pure exhaustion certain times of the month. So anyways, get moving as well. That's my big bullet point of this next topic, just says get moving. I'm pretty sure I know what I'm talking about though, and I didn't even need any more context than that. Exercise, okay, you guys, get your body moving. And I don't, when people think exercise, they think like, oh, run on the treadmill, lift weights, you know, blah, blah, blah. You don't have to do all of that. Exercise, just move your body in a way you don't move it regularly throughout the day. Get your heart pumping, release those endorphins. Your body's natural feel good chemicals with those endorphins can help lift your mood and reduce all that stress. Okay. If it's just yoga, stretching, or dancing, you can go to the gym, find activities that bring you joy and make that movement a part of your regular routine, okay? And sometimes if I can't work out that day, I just dance while I'm getting ready in the mirror and I get my heart elevated, and I move around and I just feel good and try not to sweat off my makeup because sometimes I get into it, you guys. Just do things that you don't regularly do. Park a little further away when you go to the store and walk a little further. Get that extra fresh air, those extra steps, that extra bit of sunshine. I know that for like a 2 weeks straight, I felt like the sun did not shine at all where I'm at. And these last couple of days, it's shining. And I read something, I was like, I don't mean to sound dramatic, but the sun being out has made my whole life better. I'm like, no, for real though. I call myself a high maintenance houseplant. I need a lot of water and a lot of sun every single day or I'll die. I feel like it's so true when you are constantly making smarter choices for your body. When something feels off kilter and not healthy for your body, whether it's hormones, lack of sunshine, or lack of nutrition to your body, it really notices because it's like, hey, you were doing it correctly. What did you do? And your body gets very dramatic. What did you do? And you feel like shit and your mood goes to shit and those hormones make you feel like shit. And then on top of if your hormones are elevating or decreasing, depending on whatever one it is, you go, oh no. And it gets that overwhelming doom and go, oh no, this is just a day and I'm not going to feel like this tomorrow. And I'm crying at this silly song on the radio and I'm yelling at the stupid person in traffic and what is wrong with me today? But I know what it is. Okay? So when all that is happening, a big one that I want to tell you guys, practice that self-compassion when these hormones are wild. Remember, it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Give yourself permission to feel those emotions without judgment. Treat yourself with that same kindness as a friend. Remember, I'll say that forever as how you would treat your best friend if you're a good friend. And just remember that this is not a forever thing. So you really, when you're practicing self-compassion, this is a great test of that. When you feel these emotions are getting the best of you, what are some things you can say to yourself? You know, this is not me, and this will be better by tomorrow. You're doing a great job. You are so loved. It is beautiful outside. Turn your face to the sun. Have your journal out. Write kind things to yourself. Go back and read the nice things you've written about yourself. Don't go down any negative staircases like sad songs or anything like that. Try to listen to more positive things. But then there are days where I will turn on a sad song just because I feel like crying and I'm going to cry. I'm going to listen to a breakup song even though I'm happily married, and I'm going to cry all the way home from school drop off because that's how I feel today. Today, when after I took my son to school, I parked in the garage. I just sat there staring off into space, which I never do. Usually I hop right out. I get into the sun. I sit on my deck for a minute and drink some of my coffee, warm or cold, sunshine or no sunshine. That's where I'm at for a moment. But today I just sat in my garage and I stared off into space. And I do that the week I get my cycle. I always am like zoned out. I want to pity party myself. I want to cry. I want to be mad. I want all the things. I want chocolate. I want to sleep. I want to move. I'm not doing good enough. I'm very self-critical. And then I tell myself, oh my gosh, you're going to start your period soon. It's all of those things. And it's like, it all adds up into the perfect equation of being kind to myself, no matter what I'm feeling. Okay. Of course, I'm always going to tell you to seek professional support if hormonal balances are significantly impacting your quality of life. Consider consulting with your healthcare provider or a hormone specialist for a personalized guidance treatment option. But other than that, you guys know that these feelings are temporary and we can do this together. Okay. But so many people write in and they want to know why hormones play such a huge role in our emotions. But that's what it is. It all comes down to this dance symphony of the chemicals in our bodies, from the estrogen, progesterone, cortisol, serotonin. These hormones can fluctuate so much throughout our cycles, pregnancy, premenopause, menopause. It can lead to all these huge changes in our mood, energy levels, and our functions. So when we prioritize the self-care, whether it's taking a bubble bath or the meditation or walk in nature, carving that time out for that self-care, it can work wonders on your mental health when these hormones go out of whack, right? Knowing how you regularly feel versus just a temporary feel is so important to be able to separate. When you can separate the normal feelings from the crazy out of whack murder feeling, you are doing amazing things, right? So remember, you are not at the mercy of your hormones. By being self-aware and embracing these self-care practices or seeking support when you need it, you can navigate all the ups and downs of these hormonal fluctuations. Did I say that right? Oh my gosh, my brain is off. My brain is not working today. All my words sound jumbled and weird. My brain fog, that's an emotion, or an emotion, a hormone response. Oh my gosh, somebody send help. SOS, you guys. My period is like 3 days away. I hope that this episode was super informative, because so many of us feel like once a month we fall apart and we're not sure why, and we think it's something we're doing wrong, but not necessarily are what we're doing wrong. How can we help it? That's what I want to look for. I want to look for, stop thinking that, you know, this is just how it is. You can have your off times. Look at me. I mean, gosh, I'm getting my cravings today. I'm zoning out. My brain fog. I feel like my words aren't making sense. My brain isn't moving fast enough for what I want to say. I've made so many bullet points on this episode. I've re-recorded segments about 5 times, episodes that usually take me about 2 to 3 hours to record and edit in between and add my music and things. I'm going on hour 5, you guys. That is how much I've erased on these episodes and re-recorded, because let me tell you, my words were much more jumbled than I've let slide through this episode. So please write in, of course, to lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. And we can talk about all the fun things about being a woman. And if you're a husband or a spouse who listened to this episode and you really took in so much information to be supportive of your partner, I cherish you for that, because I think so many partners need to understand what we're dealing with, you know, and the highs and lows of being a woman and our hormones. My husband is, God, I love him so much. He is so interested in the human body. Like, he knows more about hormones of both men and women than I will ever know, I believe. And so many times he'll tell me, I'll ask him, I say, I have this symptom, this, and this. What hormone do you think is like off right now? And he can tell me in a snap. He's so incredibly smart, and he is so good to his body. He takes all his supplements and makes sure he eats all his, like, he has like a grapefruit every morning. He's got his, you know, good lunches full of, you know, the good fats and like the healthy stuff. And I wish, like, I consider myself semi-healthy, and he takes it to a whole nother level. And I admire him so much for that, because it's very impressive what he knows. He's one of those people that constantly loves learning, and I love learning, but he takes it all in. Sometimes, even for this episode, I had to make sure what I was telling you all, it was correct and how I explained it. And he could tell me all the things I just said to you just sitting in a casual couch conversation. So I'm very proud to be his wife, because he continues to learn, and he knows me so well that I'm so thankful that he's not one of those, you know, we've all had those men. What are you, PMSing or something? Get away from those men. Get away from those belittling, nasty little boys who think that hormones are something to joke about. They're very scary, but they can also be very empowering when you get to know them. So do that. Get to know your hormones. I know that me understanding them, it has taken so much anxiety, stress, and fear away from me every single month to know what I'm dealing with and what I'm up against. It's like unmasking the villain. You go, oh, that's what you are. So do that. And thank you for tuning in. Remember to honor and cherish yourself, especially on those hard days. Please leave a rating and review and share this episode with a friend in need. And remember, on the days that your hormones are trying to call the shot, remember to love yourself. Love yourself through it, okay? Happy belated Valentine's Day. Have a wonderful Thursday, and continue loving yourself completely. Until next week, bye.